How would you like it if I could make you more persuasive now? If I could make you more persuasive today without like learning some new, weird techniques or some tactics or whatever, or developing skills that might take months or years to practice. How would you like it if I could make you more persuasive now just by giving you a slightly new perspective? Giving you one tiny mindset shift that will allow you to be more persuasive. And I'll tell you what, if you're in copywriting or marketing or sales or entrepreneurship or business building or really in any kind of persuasion, which let's be honest, all of us in all of our lives, we are challenged with opportunities for persuasion pretty much every day. And if you have this mindset shift and it can make you better at persuasion now, every opportunity that you have for persuasion throughout the day, whether it's in a more formal work context, like many of my subscribers who do copywriting and marketing, or whether it's in any other context, I would imagine it could greatly benefit you. And so that's what we are going to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So, if you've been paying attention to some of my recent episodes, you know that I've been more intentionally studying social confidence, studying how to be more confident, for example, in a situation where I just want to have a conversation with any stranger that I may see anywhere, right? How can I be more confident in breaking that silence and just having a conversation? And this can apply, for example, we have a neighborhood pool and there's neighbors who like their kids know my kids, etc., and yet I struggle to introduce myself to them. Or, just going out and saying hi to somebody in the community, or going to a business networking event and choosing to engage with people who I don't know versus the people who I do know, or, going to conferences, going to seminars, that sort of thing. And this confidence, it has an opportunity. Like if you think of it like a leaky bucket, right? Any hole in your social confidence is going to make it so the bucket has trouble holding water. And so, even though I'm very confident, for example, recording YouTube videos that could be seen by hundreds, thousands of people, or for example, talking to a new client on the phone in the context of, oh, I already know you, or doing any kind of discussion with somebody in the context of work where I have all this credibility, even though all of that is so kind of locked in for me based on my experience up until this point, there are many places where learning social confidence, learning to be more assertive, learning to be more persuasive, learning to just stand up and be myself has the potential to have dramatic benefits. And that's the context in which I discovered this little mindset shift, having to do with confidence that will make you more persuasive as well. And so let me give you I'm going to give you this mindset shift in just a second here. And it's very simple, but it's incredibly powerful. But first I want to talk to you about where this comes from and the opposite of this mindset or where so many of us are in the context of this. So if you have social anxiety, like me, I've felt these feelings certainly. And you want to go start a conversation with a stranger, like you want to ask somebody a question, right? And you have this social anxiety, and you feel like, oh, I'd love to ask that person a question, but I'm feeling uncertain about it. Well, what are you feeling uncertain about? You're feeling afraid, probably. You're feeling afraid that they're going to have some negative reaction to you, that they're going to essentially reject you, right? That, oh, if I go up and I start this conversation with this stranger, I'm going to get rejected. They're gonna think negatively of me. They're going to, you know, walk away from me. They're gonna say something nasty, whatever. And what we're doing there, what our, at least one part of our mind is doing, what often our inner critic is doing, is assuming rejection. We are assuming that we are going to get rejected in that situation. And in the context of persuasion, this can really hurt you. And I know that a lot of people, you know, myself included, when I was getting into copywriting, it was like I was assuming that my pitch was going to get rejected. Probably because I was projecting those same social anxieties into my marketing, into my sales, into my copywriting. And, you know, I worked on the phones doing telephone sales. I worked in person doing newspaper subscription sales, like handing out sample newspapers and having a conversation with people. And all along the way, I assumed rejection because that was my social confidence script, or lack of social confidence script, right? That was my social anxiety script, that I assumed that I would be rejected. And I think that so many of us come to sales and marketing and persuasion with that same perspective, that even if we are confident in our product, in our service, in our offer, even if we really think that what we have would benefit the person, and especially if we've gone to great lengths, because the type of people who assume rejection also go to great lengths to make sure that what they have, what they're offering, is of high value to people. And yet, when we have that conversation, when we put our marketing ideas into copy that goes out via, you know, multimedia or via words on the page, whatever, it's so easy for us to assume rejection. And it shows up in little places. It shows up in, you know, you don't have to, it shows up in little language that's like, you know, you don't have to take advantage of this, but I think that you would really benefit from it if you maybe were to decide to, and there's so much timidity. There's so much anxiety that comes from just taking a stand and saying, hey, I think this is in your best interest to do it. I think this is in your best interest, and I think that you're going to be incredibly happy when you go ahead and make your purchase today. And so the opposite of assuming rejection, this tiny mindset shift that makes all the difference in social confidence, but also in any kind of persuasion, is assuming approval. Essentially, you start from the beginning of your persuasive message, no matter how you're delivering it, whether it's one-on-one or one-to-many through media, whatever. You come out of the gates on the assumption that, hey, I have something you're absolutely going to love. I have something you're absolutely going to be interested in. And you can qualify it and say, for example, if you are a copywriter, and if you're serious about learning the kind of copywriting that actually gets people to respond and isn't just how to make my brand look good and how to make my executive board feel good about our marketing, but the kind of copy that actually makes sales, then what I have for you is something that you are going to love. You're going to fully embrace this. You're going to get tremendous value from it. This is going to be awesome for you, and I can't wait for you to see it. Right? So I'm assuming that you are going to love this. I'm assuming that you are going to approve of this. I'm assuming that you're going to want this. I'm assuming you are going to want to engage with this. And from that comes confidence, certainty, conviction in every word that comes out, in every like message that you are delivering. There's an undercurrent of, you are going to love this, you're going to approve of this, you're going to want this, you're going to want to engage with this, this is perfect for you. And so many times in sales, while we want the product, while we want the service, while we want the offer, while we want the solution to the problem, what we're actually buying is the certainty, the conviction, the confidence that's conveyed through the spokesperson for the product. So when somebody is confident and they say, hey, this is going to be great for you, we buy because of that confidence. We don't buy because of the thing, right? We want the thing to live up to the promise. We want the thing to live up to the confidence and the conviction. But we buy because that person assumed that we would approve of the product, of the service, of the sale. And so if you want to be more persuasive now, you have to let go of this assumption that you're going to be rejected. And, you know, this is something that I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you, just in different contexts, right? So I carry this assumption in different places too, that I assume that I'm going to be rejected. I assume that, oh, this person doesn't want to pay attention to me. This person doesn't want my time or whatever, right? I assume rejection. But by shifting and assuming approval, you have such an opportunity to connect in ways that you really do not if you are assuming rejection, and you have opportunities to persuade in ways that you do not if you're assuming rejection. So your one tiny mindset shift that will make you be more persuasive now is to assume approval of your message, of you, of your offer, of everything that you have that you're putting forward. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you going to internalize this? How are you going to practice this going forward? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. And hey, by the way, this fundamentally, while I've spent a lot of time talking about social confidence here, so much of this is in deep alignment with one of my favorite trainings that I've ever recorded, which is my sleight of pen training, which I've had clearly I'm interested in psychology and things like that. I've had this fascination for a long time with the fields of hypnosis and NLP and persuasion and like all of these, like, you know, getting deep into the inner workings of our conscious and unconscious mind. And I captured all of that and how it applies specifically to marketing and copywriting into my sleight of pen training. And that's part of the BTMS Insiders members library. So I'm going to include a link with this video to go check out the sleight of pen training. And BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything. And yeah, it's also, by the way, it's risk-free to try it for your first month. So if you don't love it, you can certainly let us know and you'll get a prompt and courteous full refund of that first month's fee. Otherwise, you just cancel anytime with no obligation. So check out the sleight of pen training with BTMS Insiders. And I think if you really enjoy this tiny mindset shift lesson, you would get far more out of that. Okay, so I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.